Ed Blakely has served in different capacities under a succession of presidential administrations, has guided government policy on urban planning, and is a widely cited academic. My name is Sean Britton, and each week Ed and I have a chat about what's the latest news out of the United States, talking everything politics, planning and policy from sea to shining sea. Find us on iTunes, Bushka, Facebook and Twitter at US of Ed. Let's start with some fake news. Trump has gone to war with the National Football League. This all started over the former 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick, who began protesting racism by taking a knee during the American anthem. Recently, Trump has taken offense to this form of protest, but the NFL isn't backing down. In fact, the movement Kaepernick started seems to be growing in response. Has Trump bitten off more than he can chew with this one?
I think so. I think we'll spread across all the sports now. What the guys are saying is, we really love the United States, and this is one way of showing it. There are problems of race. We're trying to bring them to your attention with what we have. And that's our name and our ability. If you respect us, you'll respect other people who are of color. And please, don't think this is a battle against the flag. This is a battle against racism that's deep in our society. Look at it for what it is.
Yeah, I think it isn't. There's something about a quote between a patriot simply believes his country can be better. He still believes in his country, but wants it to do better rather than just accepting the status quo as, well, that's the best thing because it's American.
That's right. Patrick Henry and Thomas Jefferson and all these people were rebels. They weren't against the British. They were against what the British were doing. This has been a long tradition in America, and it continues. So good on them. And if the National Football League has to be the place where the stand is taken, so be it. It's America's sport.
And notably, when talking about Kaepernick, Trump said they should get that son of a bitch off the field, which, as some have noted, is a far cry from the kind of hedged language he used when talking about the white supremacists in Charlottesville. Is it fair, as some have done, to say this is all about race, or has Trump just found this all just to be a great distraction?
Well, I think it's a bit of both. Trump, his followers are 99.9% white. And they're that group of white people who have not achieved very much in their own lives and resent people of color now achieving things. And he knows they're on his side, no matter what he says. And then Kaepernick is a mixed breed. His mother, I believe, is white and his dad is black. Or the other way around, I forget. It doesn't matter. The important thing here is people who are supporters of Trump resent what you might call racial progress. And racial progress means to them, the black people are getting up and I'm not getting up, so I don't like it. This is a deeply held emotional issue with a lot of white and black Americans. Many black Americans feel the white man's up my throat and I'll do anything I can to get rid of him. No nation can go on divided like that.
Moving on to some issues Trump should maybe be a bit more focused on. The Republicans' last-ditch effort to repeal Obamacare, it's dead in the water. Some are calling, though, for more patience until they can get the votes. This is a party that already controls the houses, so what's going on?
Well, what's going on is Trump doesn't control anything. And so there is no constituency for any of the bills they want to pass. And health care, Obamacare, as it's called, has a lot of participants. The participant rate is going up, not down. It is breaking, but it's breaking like somebody's eating too much. More people are coming in and not enough money is going into the system that was designed for fewer people. So the system is working. Certainly it needs some fixes, but the fix they're proposing is to destroy it. Although they campaigned on that message, that appealed to a very few people, and now they can't do anything with it. I think the Republicans are deeply divided, have very little leadership, and the president is not someone they respect. This is illustration of that. And I think their next measures are going to go through the same thing.
Well, actually, let's hammer on that divide. John McCain in particular, he's been singled out as a dissenting voice in the Republican Party. What do you make of Trump's attacks on McCain and dissenting Republicans?
Trump's attacks on McCain sound like the attacks on the NFL and the players. If you don't go along with what I want, then you're not a patriot. You're some kind of a bad person. It's ugly for the nation, etc. He won't discuss anything on the merits. He won't discuss with McCain whether there's some merits to what he says about health care or merits to says what he says about anything else. So here's a guy, he's like the bully on the playground. Look, if you don't play the game my way, I'm taking my ball. He has no rational, coherent arguments, so he can't lead. That's the problem. Trump can't lead, so he strikes out at other people and he hits them below the belt. That just makes him angrier. He's not getting the Republican Party leadership on his side.
Now, the Republicans are being forced to move on to tax reform now, calling for some pretty massive cuts. What do we actually know?
Well, it originally started out as big cuts for the rich, the same thing that Bush did. But now, with the disasters the U.S. has just had, big cuts are not a way to fill up the Treasury. And they may not even bring any more jobs. Because the stabilization of Europe and Asia with respect to their economies, that means on the downward cycle, means it doesn't matter too much what America produces if there are no more consumers around. So what are these cuts going to be to? Well, you can cut some of the taxes for the middle class Americans, and I think that's where they'll go. But I think taxes on the big end of town are not in the cards, and if they try that first, it'll be like Obamacare.
Well, those kind of cuts, they're looking at sort of trillions of dollars worth of debt. Could we expect better economic management than their management has been around healthcare and the other politics we've seen played so far since Trump got in?
Holy cow. I mean, when you got trillions of dollars of health taxes that are already in the hole and you're in deficit, why would you make a bigger deficit? Why would you send yourself into a deeper spiral? This makes no sense at all. Pretty soon, the United States will be trading like Bitcoin. No, I think the American people are more sensible than that. And the Republican Party has said it wants to be the fiscal solvent party. How can it say that and do this? I don't think there's a lot of call for it. And remember, Trump has lost the American corporate community. There's nobody on any of his boards anymore. The corporate community is not behind this. So who's behind it? Trump. Nobody else.
Also, we spoke last week about the situation in Puerto Rico. Things only seem to be getting worse. Trump is reportedly angry at the perception that he isn't doing anything for Puerto Rico while aid has been sent. Is Trump getting an unfair shake on this in the media?
I think it cuts both ways in this case. The situation is so dire. Most U.S. aid has been on the mainland. And in the mainland, you have places from which you can launch your aid program. You have roads. You have all this infrastructure. When you get across water, it's much more difficult. And there's no place for a plane to land. Now, the airports are down. The runways are torn up. So this is a real catastrophe. Trump says he's doing a lot, and he should stop saying that because there's not a lot he can do. I think the next move will be to send the U.S. Navy there to restore power and to provide aid. That's what Trump should be doing, admitting that there's very little that can be done using FEMA and the current approaches and small ships and boats and helicopters. This is a massive catastrophe. It's going to require a massive New Orleans-style recovery, and he's not prepared for that. I don't think he's prepared to even think about the Puerto Ricans as being Americans.
And just finally, I did want to mention this, well, kind of defeat in Alabama for Trump. Trump had a lot of support behind one senator, Luther Strange, who was the guy who filled Jeff Sessions' seat. He'd been putting his... well, putting all his power behind Senator Luther Strange, and yet it's been defeated. Roy Moore has taken ahead in this election as the Republican candidate instead. Does this show that perhaps Trump's support amongst the base is weakening as summer climbing?
No, Roy Moore is the Trump candidate. He's the guy who wanted to put, crucifixes in the courthouse. He is a Trump. And he Trump was forced to support Sessions' person because that was what the party wanted. Trump never gave him that much support. He even said in his last speech about the thing, well, I'd like Strange to win, but if Moore wins, I'll support him. Boy, I'd hate to have anybody behind me saying things like that. So Moore is really the Trumpite. And he will get more from Trump than Strange. So actually, Trump's a winner here. He knows it, but he can't admit it.
Ed and I'll be back next week to talk the latest on American news and politics. Subscribe on iTunes and Wooshka to stay up to date, and show us some love on Facebook and Twitter at US of Ed.